This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Welcome to Radio Pulpit, dear listeners. This is Annie. This is She Excels. And this program is all about helping women to know that they were created for more. Here we call you higher to live with vision, amen, to walk in purpose and to build mastery and to shine with excellence. You must shine. Let your light so shine. That's what we are all about at She Excels. At She Excels, you will discover God's blueprint for true success, and that is success by the book with the capital B, the Bible. Hallelujah. And I want you to know that this is your time. As long as you have life in you, this is your time. And this is your call. And God wants you to answer that call. She excels, becoming the woman God designed you to be. That is my heartbeat for this show. That's God's heartbeat for you. And I am your host, Annie Soni. And today I'm going to be talking about an amazing topic. And this topic is a series. It's a series on helping you achieve your goals effortlessly, you know, by putting in place systems that will make that happen. But I'm going to cut it and go bit by bit with this series. And just stay tuned. Stay tuned on Radio K Pulpit every Thursday from 12 to 1, just so that you take advantage of the full series as we air this show. Hallelujah. So what I'm going to be focusing on today is excelling on purpose, laying the right foundations for your goals. Yeah, issues around this thing. Many people have set goals, but they don't have the right foundation. And as we are stepping into this year of excelling, remember that is our theme. We say year of excelling, and we have been dressing up for success. We have been dressing up for service. If you haven't been, make sure you do. You need to become the woman who can do the things God has called you to in this new season. It is therefore very vital that we do not just set goals, but that we build systems that ensure those goals are achieved. And you can't miss this episode, laying the right foundation for your goals. Yes, I know you've set some goals, and it's important for us to have the right foundation. We all know that the foundation is what keeps the house upright, and definitely we have things to build. God wants us to build this building this year. The Lord says, put on the new wineskin so that the new wine can stay in the new wineskin. Amen. There is new coming. There are many things, and I'm sure right now you have already started unpacking those new things. They are happening for you. We're in the second month of the year, right? And things are already taking shape. And my question is, are they really taking shape for you? You know, building the foundation is very, very, very critical, because many people fail. Their goals never get achieved. Now the question is, why do goals fail? And why this year must be different? And I want you to put that in your mind, that ask yourself this question, why do my goals fail? Maybe last year there are things that you didn't accomplish, right? Of course, there are things even in my life. And I could attribute that to some things that were not done right. So we need to start with the why. And then what must happen differently to make that not to happen? So many people begin the year with excitement, vision boards, declarations. Talking about declarations, last month we were talking about dressed for service, and I was sharing a 14-day declaration guide to help you declare that you're becoming the woman God has called you to be, so that you can achieve and do the things God has called you to achieve. Because the be do have principle must be at work in your life. You have to become to be able to do, and for you to have, you must do to have, right? So if you have not gotten those declarations, please SMS or WhatsApp the word dressed, and we're going to send that to you. So the year begins with a lot of excitement, and I'm sure you were excited. I was excited. I was pumped up. I love to plan, you know. So we set vision boards, you know, declarations, and we have strong intentions. Yet research shows that nearly 80% of New Year's resolutions are abandoned by February. Yes, this same month. I'm sure you're already looking at some of your goals and like, this one, I don't see it coming. But That's why I'm here, and that's why we have this show today. So the question is not, do people want change? No, we're trying to assess the reason why. It's not, do people want change? The question really is, do they have systems to sustain the change that they desire? And that's the foundation we're talking about. The systems, the systems. I've come to learn the hard way. Systems win goals all the time. And I want to help you get that in and put in place those kind of systems. We're going to do that series throughout. I think it's going to be 3 sessions that we'll run through. And make sure you do not miss those 8 systems we're going to put in place. We're going to talk on 2 or 3 today. So stay tuned. Amen. So I'm not just speaking about this because, oh, Eni, you've got all your ducks in a row. No, I'm not an observer, but I'm someone who has walked this journey of not achieving goals because I don't have the right system. I've set goals with sincerity only to abandon them later. And that frustration once made me question whether goal setting was even worth it. But yes, it is. It is. This is the truth about goal setting. Goal setting is biblical, is purposeful, and it is necessary. However, having goals alone is not enough. It's not enough to just have goals alone. You know, many of us have experienced this. And if that resonates with you, say yes, yes, yes. And tell us in the chat, does that resonate with you? So many of us have experienced it as far as our goals are concerned. We repeat the same goals year in, year out with no progress. Is that you? Another thing that we've experienced is that we feel overwhelmed and demoralized by the goals we set for ourselves. Have you ever looked at your goal and you're like, yo, this is just a lot. I can't do it. And you shut it and you say, hey, let me put it to one side. We get demoralized and overwhelmed by the same goals we're excited about when we set them in the first place. I want you to think about that. Is that you? Sometimes we struggle to prioritize, you know, what truly matters. Have you been in that situation? You know, these are some of the experiences we've had with our goals, and these things have fed why we abandon them. And the last one, we make progress, but we don't measure it. So you're like, you're making progress, and you stress and worried because you don't measure it. And when you don't measure it, you can't be encouraged. I've experienced the power of reviewing. We're going to talk about this as one of our systems. Reviewing your goals, measuring it, seeing how far you've gone. Because like I always say in this show, it is progress over perfection. You are actually moving towards something. At any stage of the journey that you've taken one step, you are better than where you left off. So you have to continuously see the progress you're making so that you don't just abandon it. So those are some of the things we've experienced. And this tells me something. There is more to achieving goals than simply having them. Does that resonate with you? Yeah, I'm sure you're saying yes, Eni. That's right. There's more to achieving goals than just having them. So before we build a winning system, we must diagnose the real problem behind this thing. Why are we part of the statistics of 80 people who abandon all these exciting New Year's resolutions by the second month? Amen. Why? Why are we going through this? Let's diagnose the problem. So some reasons goals are abandoned. I'm just going to cite them. You may find yourself in one of them, 2 of them, 3 of them, or all of them. You know, no offense, not condemning you, just equipping you to know, you know, a problem so that you know how to solve it. Diagnosing the problem is the first step towards success. We're talking about she excels. You have to excel. But before you do, you need to know, why am I not excelling in the first place? So as far as goals are concerned, here are some things that I wrote out that could be the reasons why we abandon our goals. Our goals are set without deadlines. Can you resonate with me? You make vague goals. I'm going to lose weight, period. I'm going to read my Bible, period. No deadline. So because deadline has power, it creates obligation. It makes you eager, you know, and it tells you that there's time is precious and you can't just leave it vague and open anytime. And therefore, if you don't have time given to your goals, you're going to achieve it anytime, maybe in 20 years. So no deadlines. Another one is vague and unrealistic goals. Have you ever read some of your goals and you wonder, what was I saying here? I don't even understand what it is I'm about to do. Another reason is too many goals with no priorities. You have listed so many things that you're supposed to do, and you have not really identified which of them is the key, the thing that moves the needle, the thing that when you achieve those ones, it gets it has a ripple effect over the other things. So you get overwhelmed with a list of things and you never prioritize. Poor planning. You know, like I always say, if you want to build a house, if you want to do something, you must put in place the steps that get you there. If you plan to go to Eastern Cape, but your plan is to get to Joburg, you will get to Joburg because your plan, you didn't put the right plan in place. So poor planning. Another thing is lack of discipline with your time. Next one, fear of failure. Think about many of us fear to fail. So if I'm afraid to fail, let me just leave this thing. I'll fail at it. So why start anyway? And no compelling why. No compelling why is so big and very critical, because the why of a thing is a thing that will make you go after it. Amen. We'll talk more about that. So this is not to condemn you. This is to equip you. Amen. As stewards of God's assignment over our lives, we must ensure that the work we do for Him who sent us is completed. You know my scripture. I'm sure by now you know the scripture, John 17, verse 4, where Jesus was praying and telling the Father, I have brought you glory by completing down to the last detail. I don't know, whatever your Bible say, but there's a finishing there. There's a completion there. We are supposed to complete. We are supposed to bear fruit that glorifies God and obviously will bring a reward, because God rewards us when we do. Today in our morning devotion, we were just talking about the servants who were given silver, and the master came back and one produced 10, the other one produced 5, and the one who produced 10 had 10 cities. God always rewards your fruits. God will reward your fruits, so you cannot abandon those goals. Let's do some reflection right now. So which of these things I've spoken about, you know, the reasons why we abandon our goals, which of them have affected you before in the past? And where have you relied on motivation instead of system to deal with the problem? I want you to think about it. Which of these things, no deadlines, vague or unrealistic goals, too many goals with no priorities, poor planning, lack of discipline with your time, fear of failure, no compelling why, which of them have affected you in the past? And did you rely on motivation and not system to solve it? How did that help you? So let's make this declaration together before we take a break. I refuse to repeat cycles of abandonment. I refuse to be part of the statistics of the 80% who abandoned their goals by February. I refuse. This year, I build with wisdom, with clarity, and discipline. I want to just say a prayer before we move on, because it's so important for us to seal this declaration. Lord, give me understanding. Help me see clearly why I have struggled before, and lead me into a better way in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm agreeing with you in that prayer. 80% of women or people abandon their goals before February or by February. I mean, we just started the year. There's no way we can give up on the things that the Lord laid on our hearts. Remember, my goal is that you don't just set goals, right? You set goals that are in alignment with your purpose. And that's the first system. This is the ultimate winning system for you to achieve your goals, is that it must be aligned with your purpose. I'm sure your question is, and I don't even know my purpose. That is my assignment. That is why this show is here. Do not miss this show. We're going to be giving you blueprints, clues to help you begin to design that path towards God's ultimate, you know, purpose for your life. The Bible says in Ephesians 2 verse 10 that for we are God's workman, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. So there is something God has prepared in advance for you to do. Before you were formed in your mother's womb, there is something for you. And that is a thing that will bring meaning to your life, that will drive your actions, that will energize you, activate you. Once you're doing what you were designed to do, you do it with such joy, without stress. You know, they say that thing that you would do without pay. I'm not talking about your hobby, but I'm talking about that thing that really brings glory to God, transforms humanity, and brings a solution that saves the world to such an extent that people turn and say, thank you, Jesus, because of you. And the Lord has given you potential and abilities that support that assignment. You need to know it. And God knows it. So you start with God. as a coach, that's one of the things I help people in my community. So very important. If your goals are not aligned with your purpose, trouble has started already. Amen. Goals disconnected from purpose will always feel heavy, forced, and easy to abandon. That's another way to say what I just said before. When your goal is tied to your God-given assignment, perseverance becomes natural. It's just natural for me to talk about purpose. It's just natural for me to call women to excel. It's just natural for me. It's not something that I'm forcing myself to do. I'm on that journey, and the Lord placed me on that journey as I want you to call women on the same journey that you are on. And I'm not struggling because the ingredients is already placed in me by God. God knows what He's placed in you. So purpose answers the why. Purpose answers the why. And when the why is strong, the how becomes possible. And that's what we're talking about, your how, your goals. You know, this is what I would do to be able to do this. I will set this goal so that I can achieve that, you know, so that I can see my purpose being realized. So if you don't have a strong why, whatever you do will feel heavy, forced, and it will be easy for you to abandon it. Amen. I want you to take that into your mind. God knew you before He formed you. We know that in Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5, when He spoke to Jeremiah, right? He designed you with intention, with capacity and grace for a specific work. He has pre-planned. We read it in Ephesians 2:10. For we are God's workmanship, or His handiwork. I don't know what version you have. Created in Christ to do good works, which God prepared in advance. So God has an intentional thing that He wants you to do. He's giving you the capacity to do it, and He has given you grace for that work. And when grace is there, grace is doing things so easily, you know, without stress, that is not common to another person. Amen. That's my own little definition of grace. Amen. Most often, your passion is a clue to your purpose. You know, what it is that you flow. I'm not saying your passion for sin. No, not that. That is evil. As long as it does not align with the Bible, it can never be your purpose. Never be passionate about something that does not align with the written word. That's why the way I train my people who come to my programs is that one of the things that you must settle with your purpose is that thing is in the word. There's a word for you in the scripture that confirms that purpose that you're pursuing. If those are one of our clues. If you don't have that, make sure that you're not just walking in passion without it grounded in the word, because God will honor His word and He will give you a word. I have so many words for my life and I love that I have them. Praise the Lord. So what you can do joyfully, sacrificially, even without applause, that is a pointer. I actually have a guide that I give people. I call it my purpose markers. You know, it gives you clues on it's just a beginner version of the purpose statements that you have to define for yourself as you go through the program I do. So the purpose markers is very easy, you know, and you just get it. But that's not my focus right now. But I want you to know that your goals must be aligned to your purpose for you to be able to fulfill it. So just as an apple tree produces apples and a chair is designed to be sat on, it tells you what? It is easy. You don't see an apple struggling to produce apples. It has what it takes to do it. You don't see a chair struggling to be a chair. It's been designed as a chair. You too, you have been designed to do something effortlessly. Not that there's not going to be work. There will be work, you know, and not that there's not going to be progress in what you do. There will be progress. There will be stretching. There will be changes. But all of that, you have the potential. You have the seed. So you don't abandon it because you are wired for it. Amen. So you flourish most often when you pursue goals that are as aligned to your design. You flourish when you pursue goals that are aligned to your design. Only the manufacturer truly knows the purpose of the product. It's one of the things that Miles Monroe talks about. So that is why time in God's presence is not optional. It is foundation, because we read in Ephesians 2 verse 10 that it is God who is working in us, right? to do the plans he has already pre-planned for us. So we are his workmanship, something God already knows. So how can I set goals in line with my purpose when I'm not in tune with the God who has given me the purpose? So it is foundational. We're talking about building foundations. The first system is make sure that your goals are in line with your purpose. And this is what I call purpose-driven goals. I don't help people set goals. I help them set purpose-driven goals. If you're having goals outside of God's purpose, you're just wasting your time on earth. You're doing what is irrelevant to God and to mankind. You may satisfy yourself, but when you get before him, he will not say, well done, good and faithful servant, because all the things you've done, maybe the world applauded for you, but that was not his plan for you. So purpose-driven goals are the goals that will keep you focused, will keep you doing it, and you will not abandon it because you already have what it takes to do it. So let's declare this together. I want us to make this declaration. No, before we declare, I want us to reflect. Let's reflect first about what I just said. Ask yourself this question. Are my current goals aligned with God's purpose for my life? Are my current goals aligned? So go to your list, pull out that list you've written, whether it's on your phone, it's in your file, on a paper, in your journal. Look at it. Does that reflect the work he has pre-planned for you, the one he whispered to you last year, the one he told you at the beginning of the year, the one he said you should focus on? Is it aligned? And the next question I want to ask you is, do I know why this goal truly matters? You know, one of the ways I help people design their goals is, you set the goal, good. And I'll ask you, why must you achieve this goal? What is the why behind this goal? You write down the why. Then I'll ask you, if you don't achieve this goal, what are you going to lose? What are you going to suffer? What will the world suffer? So when you have those two things written, the why and the cost, opportunity cost of not doing the goal, the cost, what you suffer for it, that will drive you. That will drive you. So I want you to reflect on those two questions. And then we're going to go ahead and do our declaration before we take another break. My goals align with God's blueprint for my life. You have to declare this. And when you declare it, if it doesn't, you have to go and correct it. Amen. And the next thing you have to declare is, I pursue what I was created to fulfill. This is powerful. So my goals align with God's blueprint for my life, and I pursue what I was created to fulfill. Amen. Let's pray. Let's seal this. We are sealing the system one. System one is ensuring that your goals are aligned with your purpose. So let's pray. Father, reveal your purpose more clearly to me. Align my desires with your will and help me pursue what brings you glory. In Jesus' name, amen. This is She Excels. It's all about ensuring that you excel. You do well what God has called you to do. That is my goal. That is my desire. That is a desire God has placed in my heart for you. That is why we have this show, She Excels. And I want you to know that I am on this journey myself. You know, even though I'm trying to teach you and sharing things, the things I'm sharing with you are the things I am living it out. I've lived them. I've experienced them. I've won in some. I'm winning in some. I'm failing in some. So I'm here just your sister, like iron sharpening iron, you know. So the little I know, I share with you. The little I've experienced and that have become belts of truth in my life, I share with you. So if you're just tuning in, we're talking about excelling this year and laying down the foundations that will help us achieve the goals that God placed on our hearts to do this year. And I'm emphasizing God placed on your heart. The Lord Jesus assigned you to it. If there is any goal you're busy with that God never assigned you to, you need to stop right now, because you cannot give your life to excel in something outside of his will. And that's why the first system we talked about before we took the break was that we need to make sure that we set purpose-driven goals, goals that are aligned to our purpose. Amen. So that's our first system. I want to move to the second one. So this is going to be a series. It'll go over for like we'll have three episodes on this airing. So make sure you do not miss all the 8 systems I'm going to be sharing. I'm not sharing all 8 today. I'm going to pick 3 and share, and the rest continues in our next show. Do not miss Thursday, 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock. We are sharing on the systems that will help you win every time. fulfilling God's call on your life by setting goals that you stick to. Amen. So today, the next system I want to share is a system on ensuring that you have proper planning. Proper planning. You know, there's this thing they say, poor planning leads to poor performance. Proper planning leads to good performance. There's a PP somewhere. I think I learned that from Brian Tracy. Brian Tracy is one of the people I read a lot, and I read his books, and I also listen to some of his podcasts, because I must read in the area of my assignment so that I can be equipped to deliver. Amen. And execute. So I found people who are maybe not like born again Christians, but who have principles that are set. There's some principles that are universal. And these principles, I believe that they are God given principles that, like, just like if you throw something up, it comes down. Gravity does not belong to the devil. It's God who created gravity, right? So there are some general principles that you must embrace in your life that will help you get to where God is leading you. So the first one is proper. The second system you have to put in place is proper planning. I love the scripture. This scripture gives me a punch every time the year begins. Proverbs 21, verse 5. It says, it reminds us that good planning and hard work leads to prosperity. Prosperity means I've completed it. I've gotten it. You know, the be do have principle. I have it. Anything you have, it means if I have something, it means I'm rich towards that thing. So a goal that is achieved is something that you have become rich towards, because you've gotten something that you planned to get at the beginning of the year, and finally you have it. So good planning, then work hard at it, will lead you to prosperity. Many people don't even have good plans in place, and that is a problem. So when you have a proper plan in place, that is a system. Your plan is your system that helps you. It's like the architects that draws the house, the plan of the house before the builders start building. So anybody, once you see the plan, you know what to build. Without a plan, I don't know what to build. I'll put a toilet here, and tomorrow I'll change the toilet and put it there, and I'll change the room. No, when you look at the plan, you know what you're building. It gives you clarity. It just takes away the sweat. This is how it's supposed to look. It's very, very important. Amen. Faith does not cancel planning. Many of us think that because we have the Holy Spirit, you know, Jesus, oh, thank you, Lord, and we pray everything away. No, prayer is not a call for laziness. Prayer must be accompanied by working. Amen. Faith without works is what is dead. So proper planning is the foundation that you need to be able to build on a life of a woman who achieves her goals. Amen. So faith does not cancel planning. Faith requires planning. Why? It's in the scripture. Where is it in the scripture, Annie? Proverbs 21, verse 5. It says, good planning and hard work leads to prosperity. Amen. And research shows that people who write their goals down are 42% more likely to achieve them. So writing is an act of faith and intention. See, I'm serious about it. Because when you write something down, you don't only think about, you think about it two times. You think about it two times. It comes to your mind. And when you're writing it down, you're repeating it in your mind so that you write the right thing down. There's something phenomenal about writing things down. I work here with my planner. My planner, I write my goals down every week. I write the goals for the week down. I write the actions that must take. I schedule it inside my daily, everyday. What will I be doing that speaks to the goals for the week? And I carry it around me, with me, right? So planning is a system. Planning is a system, and I want you to be one of the 42 who have achieved your goals because you wrote them down and you planned them properly. Proper planning, that's what we're focusing on right now. So how can I plan properly? Set the goals using the SMART method. What's the SMART method? Any SMART is specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time bound. We can go into details with that, but that's not my assignment for today. It's a whole program I do myself. But now I just want you to know, make sure your goals are specific. You can tell a 6-year-old, this is what mommy wants to do, or this is what auntie wants to do. And they say, we understand, it's specific, it's a chair, it's a table, I want to build a table. Specific. It should be measurable. I should be able to see progress. How many of it am I doing? How much you know, qualitative and quantitative measurements must be in place. It should be achievable. I've got what it takes to do it. It's going to stretch me, but all I need to do is just develop what I already have. You cannot ask me, who is it, an accountant or, you know, a pastor, to go help people who are sick in terms of the medical side of things. I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not a nurse, so I can't do it. If you give me a goal in the field of medicine, the only thing I'll do is I'll go pray for them. I'll go lay hands on them. That's what I have. I can do. But when you ask me to operate on them, give them medicine, I have no clue. It's not achievable for me, right? So make sure that it's something you can do. It's achievable. Then relevant. This is key. This is foundational. Don't set goals that are not relevant. You don't need to be focusing on that now. That's why you abandon it, because you realize after some time, oh my God, this is not a season for this, and you let it go. Why did you leave it go? Because you have just realized it was not relevant. And if you find out that there's something you've said right now that is not relevant, go and let it go and wait for its season. It's okay. There's time for everything. The Bible says there's time for everything in Ecclesiastes. Everything has its own time. So give it its time. So something that might not be relevant now is relevant tomorrow in the season you are in. And you know, we women, we have seasons in our lives. Some of us are in the season of raising young children. That's what is relevant right now. Stop trying to do what Napoleon left undone because you saw somebody else doing something. They are in another season. Whatever they are doing right now is because they are in that season that they can do it. When you get to that season, that becomes relevant. So what is relevant? Another thing is that it must be time bound. There's a deadline. There's a deadline. There's a hard, fast deadline. By this time, I should have done this thing. If it's not without a deadline, then it's just a wish. I wish I could go here. I wish I could do this. I wish I could start a school. I wish I could start a ministry. When? If you don't have when, it's just a wish, right? So you need to set SMART goals. This is a planning. You sit down and do it. You plan it. The next thing you need to do as far as planning well is concerned is that you need to assess your strengths, your weaknesses, your opportunities, your threats in the different vision areas of your life, spiritually, personally, family, health, you know, and so on. You need to make sure that you have done your SWOT analysis, SWOT. You analyze, and that is going to deal with the problem of relevant and achievable so that you know what is possible right now. So these are some of the systems you have to put in place for proper planning. The next thing, the next system that I want to just share quickly, we'll carry on with it as I wrap up, is the routines that are aligned to your goals. There's some things you must do every time. You know, when you set those goals, you have to find out, you have to ask yourself, so what routines must I do that will help me do this goal without even thinking about it? You know, about brushing your teeth. You don't even think about brushing your teeth. You say, I have to brush my teeth. Why? Because that became a routine. So you're achieving the goal of brushing your teeth every day because you've made it a routine. So John Maxwell said, the secret of your success is found in your daily routines. Joshua 1:8 says, Jesus, the Lord was telling Joshua that meditate on the word every day. That's a routine. So incorporate routines in your life. Jesus withdrew daily to go and pray, right? So goals achieved accidentally are rare. You don't achieve your goals accidentally. Goals achieved intentionally are the result of consistent routine. So go and set prayer routines, set Bible reading routines, set health routines, set family devotion routines, set personal growth routines. Hallelujah. Set those routines. Let's reflect, declare, and pray so that we can wrap up this session. What routines do I already have? Think about it. What routines must I establish to protect my goal? Think about it. Now declare with me. I build routines that support my calling. Amen. Daily disciplines produce lasting fruit in my life. Amen. Those are your declarations. And let's just pray and seal this part of it. Lord, help me steward my time well. Teach me discipline, consistency, and wisdom as I build habits that honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. So we've talked about three systems, and I want you to go think about them. I have 8 systems to discuss over the time we will be having in the next episode. I'll complete the rest of them, but stay tuned. Do not miss the next episode, and do not miss the next after this one, because we're going to be diving into the systems. And once you have them in place, you are not going to be part of the 80% statistics of people who abandon their goals. Amen. And I believe that God is going to do amazing things through your life this year. So I want you to stay connected with us so that we do not miss out on these foundations. Just to recap on the ones we talked about today, the first thing we talked about was that you ensure that your goals are in line with God's purpose. So you have set purpose-driven goals. That's the first system, and that's the first foundation. The next foundation was ensuring you have proper planning. Planning based on those goals that are in line with your purpose, and making sure that they are SMART goals: specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time bound. The last one we talked about, the system, the third one, was put in place routines that make you achieving those goals effortlessly, easy, like brushing your teeth every day, reading your Bible every day, doing those things that every day you do, imitating Jesus, to establish some routines in your life that makes it possible for you to see those goals achieved daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, yearly routines. Just set in place. So what are my weekly routines? What are my daily routines? Think about them and write them down. And I'm looking forward to you joining us in our next session. Amen. We're going to unpack these winning systems to ensure that we truly become women who are excelling this year. This year, our theme is the year of excelling. You know, we want you to walk with purpose. We want you to walk with wisdom. We want you to excel with God. And that is possible for you. And I made mention of our 14-day declaration on dress for service. It's a dress for service declaration that helps you to really focus on becoming the woman who must pull out all those goals that God has called you to this year. So if you want that, those declaration, just WhatsApp us dressed and we'll send the declarations to you. So you can stay tuned with us on our WhatsApp line is 081-729-1657. I say it again, 081-729-1657. And if you love to email us at info@kpulpit.co.za. I've been excited to host you today. Stay tuned next Thursday at 12 o'clock. God bless you. I'm your host, Annie. See you. Keep excelling.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.